Crow and I went with him, and unbeknown to us, Rain had followed with a group of his equally cruel friends. They tried to kill me again, and I only survived with the help of the invisible spirits who protect me. Worst of all, I'd had to sell a valuable amulet whose power sent me dreams that foretold the future. They were dreams whose warnings I was still learning to interpret. Somehow, the precious amulet I sold wound up in Rain's hands. I hated to think what he would do with it. Trade it for some dangerous weapon, perhaps? Or try to use it himself? Rain liked people to think he was clever and powerful. I was determined to get the amulet back, out of the hands of someone who would abuse it. "Do you think Rain and his guide saw you?" I asked Crow. Crow smiled wryly.
"I'm only ever seen when I choose to be. But I did see your amulet hanging on a leather string around his thick neck."
"Were Rain's other friends with him?" I asked.
"Only Primrose," said Crow. "The others seemed to have disappeared. I followed Rain to a cave deep in the forest. There was a curtain of dried creeper across the mouth, but I could see the glow of a fire through it. I guess the cave is the old woman's home. I hid behind a bush and listened. They had something to eat. That Rain's eating habits are so disgusting."